Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Susan Oliver, and she's the Cass County Coordinator for Youth. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. There's an event coming up that some people think this is the only thing you work on all year, and that used to make me really unhappy, Susan, because you work hard all year long. But this is sort of the culmination, the Cass County Fair. And I think first we're going to talk about a big change in the schedule.
We have shifted our schedule quite a bit, yes, and this is a very visible experience within the 4-H program, and we tend to have a lot of things that are accessible to the public, so I think that's why people think about the fair so much. We have shifted our fair, let's see, we did a Friday cleanup, and now we're doing a Wednesday cleanup to try to get the bulk of the activities over the weekend. We've done some shifting within the 4-H program to get the working exhibits on a Saturday afternoon. Our working exhibits, can I digress?
Yeah.
Our working exhibits are something that I just think is really cool and easy for the public to really get their hands on. Youth in the 4-H program can choose to do a working exhibit. It's for any age group of 4-H'ers within the program, and they pick a topic or pick something. It's really always something you make. The idea of a working exhibit is to engage the public that's walking through the building in doing something, learning by doing. They do have to account for the amount of time somebody can spend at their booth. So it might not be a life-changing skill that they learn. Sometimes it's more fun, but they're then evaluated on how they interact with the public, if they're welcoming and engaging people that are just kind of looking on, if they're giving clear instructions, if they have good visuals. So you can do any variety of things through the working exhibits, and that's going to be, it'll take place from noon to four. There will be something going on that, and especially kids, and they really kind of work for kids of all ages. And if youth and I talk before they have the opportunity to get ready for their working exhibit, then we talk about, you know, planning for different levels of participants in your activity. So I know we've got one called Marvelous Marbles or something like that. I'm not quite sure the content of it, but that kind of excites me when it's not obvious what it's going to be. We have some cupcake decorating with some unique embellishments for the cupcake. So they've really worked hard on that one. Lots of different working exhibits.
So people need to come and see. Of course, there's no fee. Cass County Fair is open to the public, both when you come in the gate and all the entertainment. Everything except the food is free. So come on in and enjoy the working exhibits on Saturday afternoon starting at noon. And those aren't the same. You know, it goes till 4, but those aren't the same all those hours, correct? You change out every once in a while.
Absolutely. We have roughly 4 at a time, just because that's kind of a nice number to have space. And then they do 45-minute segments. At the end of the day, when they're evaluated with their judge, youth will have the opportunity to go on to the state fair and do this. And we were talking about schedule change, but I guess that was one of the very exciting changes I was able to make, because I think people are missing out on that. I spent many, many years both volunteering and working as staff in the State Fair Exhibits building, and kids eat that up. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice opportunity for parents to see our 4-H program in action while still doing something that's really just for them. We'd like to have people come out all week long and see what our exhibitors are doing. But in this case, you get to see the value of the program, but also it's just something fun to do with your kids.
You bet. Get to participate a bit. So again, that's Saturday afternoon. I'm going to go back to Wednesday. On some information, it'll say that the Cass County Fair is starting on Wednesday, the 25th, but Wednesday's not really a public day.
Wednesday's not really for you unless you want to come out and volunteer and work with us. Wednesday is our first day that we start talking about in our fair book, But Wednesday is our cleanup day or our prep day. There's a lot of different things that go on throughout the summer, whether a club gets a hold of the grounds committee and comes and volunteers, or the grounds committee doing work, or the fair board. But Wednesday is our day to put it all together so we have places to put things. So we cart a lot of big displays from the horse barn up to the community center, and they set the gates and the stalls and the, you know, swine barn or sheep barn, just all that stuff. And so that when we bring in our exhibits the next day, and again the next day, it's a great day. It's a bustling day. The food stand will be open that day. So, you know, there's some food.
And also the food sale will be going on the community center on Thursday.
Correct. But you have to come and get it while the getting's good. On Thursday, when we're doing our 4-H static exhibit judging, we have a food sale that takes place at 10 a.m. And it's just kind of a neat little thing. I mean, it's essentially a bake sale, but what it is either the extras or the pieces that they don't need to have their food exhibits judged. And so each of the things that are in the food sale have passed judge inspection. So it's a bake sale of 4-H exhibits.
Good stuff. And you still get the recipe with that too?
They do have a recipe attached. Yep, our youth bring in 2 copies of the recipe. So one for the exhibit and one for the food sale. But like I said, people kind of buy that stuff up.
That's right. And of course, that keeps changing too. You may come at one time and there may not be much there. And then 15-20 minutes later, there may be a bunch there because of the way the judging is going. So if you check in once and, you know, there's not much there, come on back, because judging is going on pretty much all day. What's your goal for being finished with judging the static exhibits?
Our final judging slot is 3:30 that day. So we hope to have youth kind of shuffled out the door at 4. Then we close the doors and the state fair selection process begins. Each year we get a quota of exhibits that can go on to the state fair. And just like you don't want to miss the Cass County Fair, it's really nice to go to the state fair and see all those exhibits. But 43 different exhibits from the Cass County Fair then will be housed at the Iowa State Fair the whole time. And that's a really special recognition for kids. Talk to some of them about how they feel when they get their state fair exhibits. And that's kind of a big deal too. The next day at 2, we open the doors for the first time and the kids rush in to see. They know whether or not something was considered for state fair while they're judging. The judge will share with them that they are going to consider the exhibit for state fair, but then the state fair selection process is behind closed doors. Okay.
So that judging is going on Thursday. Lots of weigh-in, other things going on. But the main public thing, other than the food sale from 10 till about 3:30 or so, is the King and Queen contest that evening, and some entertainment that evening. But we need to remind folks, I think, that Cass County is a 4-H and FFA fair. There is no open class. There's other kinds of entertainment in the evening, but it's a 4-H and FFA show. So, Susan, let's kind of go through Friday. What are the main things going on Friday after, you know, Thursday? We got all these things entered in the King and Queen contest. What's happening on Friday? Let's quickly run through that schedule.
Well, Friday we're wrapping up having the entries come in. We still have our sheep and meat goat weigh-in. And that is a busy time. But then we have our rabbit show, our horse show, and our feeder calf show. Our feeder calves are the younger calves. Sometimes they're a bottle baby, and sometimes they're a true cow-calf herd feeder calf. But they're just a little bit younger calves, judged a little bit differently, but still on their marketability. But it's kind of a fun time because they just come in for that afternoon. So they come in from 2 to 3, and then we get everything ready for the show and get them out there. And it's just a nice different size of exhibit.
And entertainment that evening is the bull ride. Saturday, sheep show, pet show. We mentioned the working exhibits. Don't forget those starting at noon. And then Sunday, quickly, what's on the agenda for Sunday?
Sunday is our swine show, poultry show, dog show, and horse fun show. Then the fair board sponsors a tractor pull that evening, both the garden tractors and the large tractors.
And Monday, the rest of the showing goes on.
Monday we have our beef show and our dairy goat show, meat goat show, which is one of our biggest growing project areas. And then that day is our Best of Iowa contest, and we can't forget to mention that. Just like you can get involved with the working exhibits, our Best of Iowa contest is where you prepare recipes, and then once the judges have evaluated that exhibit, all the extras go out as samples for the audience.
So great. Come and get involved with that. And then, of course, Tuesday is the livestock sale, all livestock on one day, and Wednesday, hey, it's a week from prep day, and now it's putting it all away. So it goes by pretty quickly. And I know we'll be hearing more about the fair, but we want to thank you so much, Susan Oliver, for visiting with us. Susan is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. And until next time, plan to attend the Cass County Fair.